Warren, it's Tuesday morning, we're at Windsor Park. All preparations, all thoughts, all focus switch to Thursday night and the big second round, second leg Europa League game against Spartak Trnava. What's your thoughts at this minute?
Is there a big game Thursday? I don't know.
Just a slightly big one, yeah.
We take every game as it comes, as the exact same. But no, look, yes, a fantastic chance for us, great game. Give ourselves a chance, but saying that there, you know, they'll be over here very confident and, you know, it's still a big ask for us because, you know, they're such a good side. They know what we're about now, we know what they're about, but still a big, big ask at home. But, you know what I'm saying, we'll go out and give a good account of ourselves and hopefully get the right result.
They're not going to be in the best preparations having lost a league game the other day. Do you read anything into that?
No, not at all. You know, they're a fantastic outfit. Some very, very good players, as touched on before. And, you know, after a league defeat, you always want to respond with a win. So they'll be coming over here full of confidence, as I said. You know, they'll have their game plan, what they want. And it's just about us trying to, you know, go about our game plan. But as I said, you know, I don't read into it. It's going to be a very, very difficult game, and they're the firm favourites.
They have the lead. You know, they're a professional team. You know, they should be professional to see the job out. So we're still underdogs, really, aren't we?
No, definitely. We're underdogs from day one. You know, as I say, they were the favourites, and they rightly are, for the whole tie, for both legs. But, you know, we've just got to go quietly confident about ourselves, what way we want to go about it, and, you know, hopefully put on a good show and get a positive result.
Our supporters have a role to play tomorrow in getting behind the boys and, you know, encouraging them on to what will hopefully be a historic result.
Yeah, for me, I think the Linfield fans, the Blue Men, have got to come out and voice, and let's make this a real intended place to come, because, you know, it's a great chance. And I'm not saying, look, fans win football matches, but they help. And it'll be fantastic, you know, for the Blue Men to come out and support the team. You know, get behind them from the off, and give the confidence into the players. And, you know, when you have a good fan base there and they're very vocal, you know, it does give you that extra spur as a player. And that's what we certainly need, the Blue Men to come out, not in their hundreds, but in their thousands for Thursday night.
The team did outstanding out in Slovakia, and the squad strengthened, obviously, with Sean Ward becoming available again.
Yeah, they did. You know, speaking to a few fans today around Windsor, and they're saying that, you know, that we're out there saying what a fantastic performance it was. But, you know, I'm one of them, I don't like celebrating defeats. But, you know, we'll give ourselves a chance. As I said, look, we're still into our pre-season. As well. But, you know, to go out there and play the way we did, and, you know, we're very unlucky not to... to maybe, you know, get a win, or else, less or so, get a draw. But, you know, as I said, we're coming back with Miss Wardy. Wardy's back in the squad, and obviously we'll have to look at the suspensions. You know, because obviously I'll have to sit down there and look what we're going to do. But, you know, whoever steps in, I'm sure they'll give a good account of themselves and play for the shirt.
And the game at Dundella on Saturday also gave game time to, you know, to Kirk Miller and to Jamie Mulgrew, Danny Wallace, and a few trialists that we had out as well. So that was a good wee run out for us on Saturday as well.
Yeah, it was. It's important. You know, I said that there, the players' attitude. You know, it's not just about the players that are playing. It's the players that, you know, want to get into the squad, but they're going it the right way about it. You know, you'd mentioned a couple of players there, but I went down Saturday and I thought Quinney's attitude was fantastic as well. You know, you had Kirk Miller there. Dangy and goal. It's about giving them game time. And yes, with a couple of trialists, you know, over to play a game. It just gives me a chance to look at them, but, you know, the focus at the minute's on the players at this football club, and then, you know, getting them up to speed. And as I say, if one person, you know, is suspended or gets injured, you've got people who's got to be up to speed to step in there, and that's what it's about. And, you know, I like to keep the squad together. Don't, you know, want, you know, single half of them out because they're playing. You know, I like to try and involve everyone, because, you know, you've got to be ready once called upon.
There's a lot going on at the minute. We're, you know, preparing professionally to play a professional team here on Thursday, but I'm sure at the same time your phone is ringing about possible new signings and all sorts of other things going on preparing for the league in a few weeks' time. So it's a difficult to manage everything on different levels at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I'm trying my hardest to bring players in. You know, I was maybe a little bit disappointed there last night that, you know, one of the ones that we were after has decided to stay at his club. And, you know, that's disappointing, because, you know, people's got to realise, and I've said this here, look, you can go after them, but it's probably players these days, you know, have the power now. You know, you look at the Raheem Sterling situation. There's a kid who's, 18 months at Liverpool first team. You know, at a club like Liverpool, a fantastic history, playing week in, week out, offered a fantastic contract, and he decides to go somewhere else. And, you know, people don't understand, you know, as I said this before, it's the pulling power where, you know, you once had. You know, players just, I don't know whether it's a fear or else money, but for some reason, you know, they decide to go down other avenues. And I was disappointed last night because, you know, I thought the player would add a bit to it. But at the end of the day, you know, it's one that, you know, we'll put aside now and we'll move on to the next target.
We know it's a difficult game playing against a full-time team here, but there is a belief in the squad that we can pull this off and make history by getting into the next round, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. You know, at the end of the day, the boys proved that there. You know, I said this, they were very disciplined out there. You know, had a good night's training last night. We'll be in tomorrow night. Obviously, they'll have the night off because I think it's important to, you know, train the night before a game. And, you know, there's a little bit of a buzzer, but also, you know, a little bit of, I'm not saying fear, but, you know, a little bit of anxiousness as well because you've got to be. But, you know, they've trained well. They've worked hard last night. We went through bits and pieces, what we think can, you know, we can get joy from on Thursday. But, you know, the players are confident. You know, as I say, they've had a crack at them there last week. And, you know, they'll certainly be given a go this week because there's a great game at stake if we get through. But, you know, I'm a believer in not looking too far ahead. You know, let's try and get through this one first.
A 1-0 result would be a dream result because not just the win, but the next goal will be the 100th in this club's European history.
Yeah, it would. You know, you'd settle for a 1-0 now, but, you know, the one thing is, you know, they're very dangerous. I always say that, look, I fancy us to score goals no matter where, who we play against, but they're very dangerous themselves. And, yes, it's going to be tight, but all I can say is, you know, we've got to keep it tight and hopefully get that victory with a clean sheet. But as I said, you know, you ask their manager, they'll be confident and then come here and score goals and win the game. So we should be in for a good game of football.
And after our terrific display out there last week, they're not going to underestimate us here tomorrow and Thursday night, should they not?
No, not at all. You know, I think they've earned their respect and, you know, it's going to be a good game. You know, as I said, they know what we're about, you know, now. So I'm sure they'll be going over a few bits and pieces of what, you know, how we can hurt them and what way they can hurt us. But, you know, as long as we're in for a good game of football and we get the right result, that's all that matters.
Thanks a million, Warren. I'm sure there'll be thousands of Linfield fans here and there'll be others at home cheering us on. And let's hope we can make history with a great result and a great performance here tomorrow night.
No, it is. You know, I said this earlier, the Linfield fans are massive for us. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, they've got to get behind the team and be brave. And it's, you know, go back to one of them situations where support the team, get behind them, and, you know, let's hopefully get the right result, you know, and you know, who dares wins for me, and we're the team that's got it there, and hopefully get the win.
Fortune favours a brave one.
That's it.